Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, O God, glory to you. Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, present everywhere, filling all things. Treasury of good things, Giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us of every stain and save our souls, O good one.
Amen. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. Lord, be gracious to us in our sins. Master, forgive our transgressions. Holy One, consider our weaknesses and heal them for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance, granting victory to the faithful over their adversaries, and protecting your commonwealth by your cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Lifted up on the cross by your free will, Christ God, grant mercies to the new commonwealth that bears your name. Gladden our faithful rulers by your power, giving them victory over their adversaries. May your alliance be for them a weapon for peace and invincible standard, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Awesome and unfailing protection, do not spurn our supplications, gracious in all praise, Theotokos. Uphold the Orthodox commonwealth, preserve those you have called to govern, and grant them victory from on high. For you, the only blessed one, gave birth to God.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy. We pray you hear us and have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again we pray for pious Orthodox Christians.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Again we pray for our Archbishop Isaiah and for all our brotherhood in Christ.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
For you are a merciful God who loves mankind, and to you we send up glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. In nomine Domini evloeison pater.
Glory to the holy, consubstantial, life creating and undivided Trinity, always, now, and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. O Lord, why do so many taunt me? Many are those who rise up against me. Many who say to me, there is no salvation for him and his God. But you, O Lord, our shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts up my head. I cried out to the Lord in a loud voice, and from his holy mountain he heard me. As for me, I lay down and slept, and I awoke, for the Lord will be my help. I will not fear 10,000 people arrayed against me all around. Arise, O Lord, and save me, my God, for you have stricken all who hated me without cause. You have shattered the sinner's teeth. This deliverance is the Lord's. Upon your people be your blessing. As for me, I lay down and slept, and I awoke, for the Lord will be my help. O Lord, in your anger rebuke me not, chastise me not in your wrath. Your arrows have bored into me, and your hand weighs heavily upon me. Because of your wrath there is no soundness in my flesh, there is no peace in my bones because of my sins. For my iniquities have overwhelmed me, they have weighed upon me like a heavy load. My sores have become stench and festering because of my folly. A stooping and exhausted wreck, I stumbled mourning all the day. My loins were burning with fever, for my life is a total mockery, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I was crushed and deeply afflicted, I roared with the groaning of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is known to you, and my groaning is no secret to you. My heart races, my strength has left me, and even the light of my eyes has failed me. My friends and companions approached and stood by, while my closest kinsmen kept their distance. And those who sought my life were egged on, while those who wished me ill spoke lies, plotting deception all the day. But I remained as a deaf man and heard them not, as a dumb man and opened not my mouth, as a man who has not heard a thing and thus has no retort upon his lips. In you, O Lord, I have placed my trust. You give heed, O Lord, my God. I said, oh, that my foes ceased to gloat over me, who bluster mightily when my feet stumbled. As for me, I am ready to be scourged, and my pain is with me always. Indeed, I myself confess my guilt, and I will live in anguish because of my sin. Those who, rendering evil for good, opposed me when I sought but justice. But my enemies survive and overpower me, and those who hate me without cause are multiplied. O Lord God, forsake me not, stay not afar from me. Hasten to help me, O Lord of my salvation. In you, O Lord, I have placed my trust, who give you, O Lord my God. Hasten to help me, O Lord of my salvation. O God, my God, at dawn I rise to you. My soul has thirsted for you, and oh, how my flesh has hungered for you. Like a desolate and trackless land that has no water, so did I come before you in your holy place to see the power and the glory that are yours. Since your love is better than life itself, my lips shall declare your praise. So shall I bless you as long as I live and lift up my hands and call upon your name. My soul shall be filled as with choicest fare, and joyful lips will praise your name. As I lay on my couch, I remembered you. I meditated on you throughout the early watches, that you became for me the helping one, that in the shelter of your wings I will find delight. My soul clings to you, and your right hand holds me up. But as for those who sought my life in vain, may they sink into the depths of the earth and be given over to the sword, the prey of jackals they shall be. But the king shall rejoice in God, and all who swear by him shall glory, for the mouth of liars is stopped. I meditated on you throughout the early watches, that you became for me the helping one, that in the shelter of your wings I will find delight. My soul clings to you, and your right hand holds me up. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O Lord God of my salvation, day and night I cried out before you. Let my prayer reach up to you. Lend your ear to my plea, O Lord. For my soul was filled with trouble, and my life came close to Hades. I was reckoned with those who go down to the pit. I was like a man beyond help, left for dead. Like the slain, left to lie in the grave, those you remember no more, for they are cut away from your hand. You have cast me down to the deepest abyss, into darkness and the shadow of death. Your anger was a burden upon me. You poured your billows over me. You took my friends away from me. You made me loathsome to them. I was closed in and could not escape. My eyes grew dim with distress. I cried out to you, O Lord, all the day I stretched out my hands to you. But will you work wonders for the dead, or can physicians raise them up to sing your praise? Does anyone sing your love in the grave, or your truthfulness in the midst of perdition? Are your marvels ever known in darkness, or your justice in the land of oblivion? And yet, O Lord, I cried out to you, and to you my prayer shall rise at dawn. Why, O Lord, do you reject my prayer? Why do you hide your face away from me? I am wretched and troubled since my youth. I was raised high, then humbled and distressed. Your plagues have swept over me, and your terrors have left me shaken. They surround me like waters all the day. They close in upon me from all sides. You have distanced from me friend and neighbor, and my acquaintances, so wretched am I. O Lord God of my salvation, day and night I cried out before you. Let my prayer reach up to you. Lend your ear to my request, O Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. May all that is in me bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all the gifts from him. Who pardons all your sins and heals all your infirmities? Who ransoms your life from corruption and crowns you with his love and mercies? Who fills your longing with what is good, and your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord performs deeds of kindness and vindication for all the oppressed. He has made known his ways to Moses and his will to Israel's children. The Lord is the one of compassion and mercy, long-suffering and manifold love. His contention is not forever, nor will his anger always last. He has not dealt with us as our sins demand, nor does he repay our evil deeds. For as high as the heavens stand over the earth, so far has the Lord extended his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As kind as a father is to his children, so is the Lord to those who fear him. For he himself knows well how we were formed, remembers we are only made of dust. A man, his days resemble grass, as a flower of the field, so shall he bloom. But let a breeze pass over him, and he is gone, and never shall he know his place again. But the love of the Lord is from all eternity and to all eternity for those who fear him. And his justice is upon the children of those who keep his covenant and remember his laws to obey them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven. Over all things his kingship is supreme. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you strong and mighty ones who obey his word on hearing the sound of his decree. Bless the Lord, all you his powers, his attendants who obey his will. Bless the Lord, all you his works in every place of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, in every place of his dominion. O Lord, hear my prayer, in your truthfulness give heed to my plea, and in your righteousness answer me, and enter not into judgment with your servant, since of all the living none is just in your sight. The enemy has hunted me down, he has crushed my life into the ground, he has forced me to live in darkness like those long dead. My spirit faints with grief, and within me my heart is in despair. I recalled the days of old, I meditated on all your deeds, I pondered the works of your hands. I stretched out my hand to you, like a parched land my soul thirsts for you. Make haste to answer me, O Lord, my spirit has failed me. Turn not your face away from me, lest I be like those in the pit. Grant that I may hear your steadfast love at dawn, for I have placed my hope in you. O Lord, teach me the way I should go, for I have lifted up my soul to you. O Lord, deliver me from my enemies, it is to you that I have fled. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on a straight path, for the sake of your name, O Lord, you will keep me alive. In your righteousness you will deliver me from affliction, and in your loving kindness you will destroy my enemies, and bring to naught all those who oppress me, for I am your servant. O Lord, hear my prayer, in your truthfulness give heed to my plea, and in your righteousness answer me. May your good spirit lead me on a straight path. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 doxa si, O Theos. Alleluia, 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 doxa si, O Theos. Il pissimon Kyrie doxa si.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For our Archbishop Isaiah, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in the service of Christ, and for all the clergy and laity, and for all pious Orthodox Christians, let us pray to the Lord. For the President of our country, for all civil authority, for our armed forces on land, at sea, and in the air, let us pray to the Lord. For this city, for every city and land, and for the faithful who dwell in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For favorable weather and an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the
Lord. Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by sea, land, and air, the sick, the suffering, the captives, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating all Holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For to you belong all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his holy name. Theos Kyrios kei epiphanenimin, evloimenos o erhomenos, en onomati Kyrios.
All the Gentiles surrounded me, but I fought them back in the Lord's name. God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
This came about from the Lord, and it is wonderful in our eyes. God is the Lord, and he revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Your nativity, O Christ, our God, has caused the light of knowledge to rise upon the world. For therein the worshippers of the stars were by a star instructed to worship you, the Son of Righteousness, and to know you as the Orient from on high. Glory to you, O Lord.
Ienisisu Christe o Theosimon, anetile to cosmoto phostotis noseos, en aftigar iptis astris latrebondes, ipo asteros adidascondo, se proscinin ton ilio hontis diceos inis, que se igno scinex ipsus anatolin, Kyrie doxa si.
Your nativity, O Christ, our God, has caused the light of knowledge to rise upon the world. For therein the worshippers of the stars were by a star instructed to worship you. Worship you, the Son of Righteousness, and to know you as the Orient from on high. Glory to you, O Lord.
Et cet interini tukiriu dei thoman.
Kyrie eleison.
Andalevus os analeison, kiri philax animas o Theos, tisi hadeti.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering our most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For yours is the dominion, and yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. Come, believers, let us see the place where Christ has been born with the Magi, those three kings who from the Orient are. Now let us follow to where the star is proceeding. Ceaselessly do angels sing praises there. Shepherds in the field sing a worthy song, saying, glory in the highest be to him who was born today in the grotto from the Virgin and Theotokos in Bethlehem of Judea.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and forever, to the ages of ages. Amen.
Believers, let us see the place where Christ has been born with the Magi, those three kings who from the Orient are. Now let us follow to where the star is proceeding. Ceaselessly do angels sing praises there. Shepherds in the field sing a worthy song, saying, glory in the highest be to him who was born today in the grotto from the Virgin and Theotokos in Bethlehem of Judea.
Mary, why are you amazed and not by what was done in you? And she answers, for in time I have brought forth a timeless son, but I have no understanding of his conception. Husbandless am I, how can I bear a son? Who has ever seen seedless childbirth? But where God wills, the order found in nature is overcome, as it is written. So Christ was born from the Virgin Maiden in Bethlehem of Judea.
Δόξα Πατρί και Υιό και Αγίω Πνεύματι.
Και νυν και Αγί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Αμήν.
Τι θαυμαζείς Μαρίαμ, την εκθαβήσε τον εν σύ, ότι αχρονονιόν χρονό εγέννησα φύση, του τικτωμένου της ημίν μη διδάσκησα. Αναδρός ημί και πως τεξοϊόν ασπορών γονήν της εκόρακεν, όπου Θεός δε βούλετε νικάτε. Φύσε ως τάζης ως γεγραπτε, Χριστός ετέκτη εκ της Παρθένου, εν Βηθλεέμ της Ιουδαία.
Whom nothing can contain has been contained in a womb. He is in the Father's bosom and his mother's embrace. How can this be but as he knows and willed and was well pleased? Fleshless as he was, he willingly took flesh, and he who is become what he was not for us, and while departing not from his own nature, he shared in our nature's substance. So Christ was born with dual natures, wishing to replenish the world on high.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and forever to the ages of ages. Amen.
He whom nothing can contain has been contained in the womb. He is in the Father's bosom and his mother's embrace. How can this be but as he knows and willed as well pleased? Fleshless as he was, he willingly took flesh, and he who is became what he was not for us. And while departing not from his own nature, he shared in our nature's substance. So Christ was born with dual natures, wishing to replenish the world on high.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Ande de vos, o son aleis, on gide filax animas o theos, tis e hadi
gi. Gileiso.
Tis pani es a crown, do a pair of logi many and dogs of the spirit is imam.
Most holy Theotokos, save us.
Mnimo nefsandes. Ieptus ki alilus ki pasin din zoinimon Christota theo porathomatha.
To you, O Lord.
For blessed is your name, and glorified is your kingdom, of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. Ever since my youth, many passions wage war against me. O my Savior, nonetheless, help me and save me.
Ek neotitos mo pola polemi me pathi. Aloftos antilavo, kesos onso tirmo.
You, the haters of Zion, shall be put to shame by the Lord Almighty. For like thatch in the fire, you will be completely dried up.
Emisun desion askinthinte, apotu kiriu, oskortos garp.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. From the Holy Spirit every soul receives life, and through cleansing is lifted and brightened in a hidden sacred manner by the trinal monad.
Both now and forever, and unto the ages of the ages. Amen. From the Holy Spirit do the streams of grace well forth. They irrigate everything created, so that life be engendered.
Εγαδρός προϊόνς φόρο γέννησασε όμως ο Κύριος και ου μεταμεληθήσετε.
I have begotten you from the womb before the morning star. The Lord swore and will not repent.
The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies the footstool of your feet.
I have begotten you from the womb before the morning star.
The Lord swore and will not repent.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For you are holy, our God, who rests among the saints, and to you we give glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Let everything that breathes
praise the Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord our God that we may be made worthy to hear the holy gospel.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Wisdom arise so that we may hear the holy gospel. Peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The reading of the Holy Gospel is according to St. Matthew. Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child of the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man, and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophets. Behold, a virgin will conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from the dream, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had borne the son, and he called his name Jesus.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my lawlessness and cleanse me from my sin, for I know my lawlessness and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned and done evil in your sight, that you may be justified in your words and overcome when you are judged. For behold, I was conceived in transgressions, and in sins my mother bore me. Behold, you love truth. You showed me the unknown and secret things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with hyssop, and I will be cleansed. You shall wash me, and I will be made whiter than snow. You shall make me hear joy and gladness. My bones that were humbled shall greatly rejoice. Turn your face from my sins and blot out all my transgressions. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your guiding spirit. I will teach transgressors your ways, and the ungodly shall turn back to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall greatly rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For if you had desired sacrifice, I would give it. You will not be pleased with whole burnt offerings. A sacrifice to God is a broken spirit, a broken and humbled heart God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you will be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer young bulls on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All things are filled with joy today, for Christ is born from the Virgin.
Both now and forever, and unto the ages of ages, amen. All things are filled with joy today, for Christ is born from the Virgin. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy, and according to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my transgression. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth. Today Bethlehem receives him who is ever seated with the Father. Today angels glorify in a manner fitting God the babe that is born. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill among men.
O God, save your people and bless your inheritance. Look upon your world with mercy and compassion. Raise the Orthodox Christians in glory and send down upon us your rich mercies. Through the intercessions of our most pure Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary, the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the protection of the honorable, bodiless powers of heaven, the supplications of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner John the Baptist, the holy, glorious, and praiseworthy apostles, our fathers among the saints, the great hierarchs and ecumenical teachers, Basil the Great, Gregory the Theologian, and John Chrysostom, Athanasius, Cyril, and John the Merciful, Patriarchs of Alexandria, Nicholas, Bishop of Myra, Spiridon, Bishop of Trimethius, Nectarios of Pentapolis, the Wonder Workers, the Holy Glorious, Great Martyrs, George the Victorious, Demetrius the Myrmidon, Theodore the Tyrant, Theodore the General, and Minos the Wonder Worker, the higher martyrs Hieronymus Lefterios, the holy, glorious, victorious martyrs, the great and glorious martyrs, and all laudable Ephrema, the holy, glorious martyrs, Thecla, Barbara, Anastasia, Catherine, the patroness of this holy temple, Kyriaki, Fotinia, Marina, Pereskevi, and Irene, of the holy God-bearing fathers, of the holy righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, we beseech you, only merciful Lord, hear us sinners who pray to you and have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Yara burcham, yara burcham, yara burcham.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Through the mercy, compassion, and love for mankind of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, both now and ever to the ages of ages.
Amen.
On this day, the Virgin gives birth to the super-essential, to the unapproachable. Earth is providing the grotto. Angels sing, and with the shepherds offer up glory. Following a star, the Magi are still proceeding. He was born for our salvation, a newborn child, the pre-eternal God.
A newborn child, the pre-eternal God.
Bethlehem has opened Eden. Come, let us see. We have found the hidden delight. Come, let us receive the things of paradise inside the cave. There we shall see an unwatered root that blossomed forgiveness. There we shall find an undug well from which David of old desired to drink. There the Virgin quenched the thirst of both Adam and David when she gave birth to her baby. So let us go there now where he was born, a newborn child, the pre-eternal God.
Where he was born, a newborn child, the pre-eternal God.
On December the 25th is the Nativity according to the flesh of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. On this day we commemorate the adoration of the Magi. On this day we also commemorate the shepherds who saw the Lord. To him be glory to the ages of ages. Amen.
Christ is born, glorify him. Christ has come from heaven, go and meet him. Christ is on earth, arise to him. Sing to the Lord, all you who dwell on the earth, and in merry spirits, O you people, praise his birth, for he is glorified.
Working signs of old, the Master saved the people, replacing fluid waves of the sea with dry land. Now born of a maid by his own will, he has made accessible a way to heaven, him in essence equal to mankind, and the Father we glorify.
To the Son begotten, without flux of the Father before all ages, and who is lately made incarnate of the Virgin without seed, to Christ God now let us cry aloud. You have exalted the horn of our strength. Only you are holy, O God.
Hearken, benefactor, to the hymns of your servants, and humble the arrogant contempt of the foe. Carry us, your musicians, all-seeing master, high above all sin, immovably established, firmly on the faith foundation, O blessed one.
Jesse's root produced a branch, O Christ, and you its flower blossomed forth from the virgin who by Habakkuk prophetically once was called, overshadowed dense mountain, from her who knew not man, you came incarnate, the immaterial God. Glory to your power, O Lord.
Prophet Habakkuk in his ode was foretelling man's kind remaking, when of old he was granted to see its type in the manner past expression, from the virgin mountain as a newborn infant. The Logos emerge to refashion people.
God of peace and Father of mercies, your Son you have sent unto us as your messenger, the angel of great counsel, who is granting peace to all. Therefore, having been guided to the light of godly knowledge,
walking from the night to dawn. We sing your glory, O lover of mankind.
Such as it received Jonah as an embryo, the sea beast disgorged him from its bowels intact. With the virgin, though when the Logos had dwelt in her taking on flesh, he came forth from her, preserving her yet incorrupt. For from her no fluctuation had suffered he, and he kept her unaltered in childbirth.
Would you come, O Christ, to us who once were darkened by the night of works of air, but who offer hymns to you wakefully now, O benefactor? Grant us forgiveness and make easy the pathway. Ascending this path, may we also find glory.
Jonah, as he sat in the sea's deepest caverns, implored to you to come out of the tempest. But as for me, by the tyrant's arrows wounded, I pray you, O Christ, the destroyer of evil, come to me quicker than my soul's own indifference.
The servants nurtured piously together with contempt regarding the impious king's decree, intrepidly faced the threat of holocaust, and while standing in the midst of the flames they chanted thus, saying, O God of the fathers, you are blessed.
As the three young men were ensnared by the longing for the king of all, hence they disdained the tyrant's impious chatter, though he was very angry, the infinite fire yielded to them who uttered, Blessed are you, O Master, unto the ages.
Babylon's bedewing furnace bore the image of an extraordinary wonder, for it did not burn the use it accepted, nor did the fire of divinity consume the virgin's womb wherein it went. So let us melodiously chant in praise, let all creation bless and extol the Lord, and let it exalt him supremely unto the ages.
We praise and we bless and we worship the Lord, standing in the fire without burning. The young man did of old portray thus the womb of the maiden, remaining sealed, supernaturally it gave birth, grace with a single miracle working power, did both and rouses all the peoples to sing praises.
Let us honor and magnify with song the Theotokos and Mother of the Light.
Megalinum sihimut dindimioteran gendoxoteran τον άνω στρατευμάτων, μυστήριων ξένων, όρο και παράδοξων, ουρανών των σπηλαιών, θρόνων ιερουβικών την παρθένων, την φάνην χωρίων, ενώ ανεκλήθη ο αχωρητός, Χριστός ο Θεός, ον ανυμνούντες μεγαλύνομεν.
Μεγαλύνον σικήμου τον εκ της παρθένου, Theon's architectenda. The wise men concluded from their observations of the extraordinary path of the peculiar nova which had lately appeared and was shining more brightly than anything in outer space, that Christ the King was born on earth in Bethlehem to save our souls.
O my soul, magnify the King who was born as an infant in the grotto, when the Magi came, saying, Where is the newly born child King whose star has appeared? For we have come to adore him with gold, myrrh, and incense. Then Herod, the enemy of God, was vexed and madly incensed. Fuming, he plotted how to murder Christ.
O my soul, magnify God, who was worshipped by the Magi. Herod ascertained the exact time the star appeared, by the guidance of which the wise men with gifts in Bethlehem worshipped Christ, by whom they were directed to go to their country by another way, abandoning that terrible, ridiculous infanticide.
Today the Holy Virgin gives birth to the Master within the cave and grotto. Easier for us is from fear to love silence, free of any peril as it is, O Virgin. Whereas to weave stirring hymns out of longing, in earnest it is difficult. Therefore, O Mother, give us strength to match our volition, we pray to you.
Today our Lord and Master is born as an infant, his mother is a virgin. Easier for us is from fear to love silence, free of any peril as it is, O Virgin. Whereas to weave stirring hymns out of longing, in earnest is difficult. Therefore, O Mother, give us strength to match our volition, we pray you.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O my soul, magnify the power of the Godhead, that in three apostasies and also is undivided. We have clearly seen the obscure types and shadows fulfilled in the light of the truth we perceive now. O pure Theotokos and the Mother of the Logos, who lately came forth from the gate that had been closed, worthily we bless your womb, O Holy Virgin.
Both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. O my soul, magnify the ever-Virgin Maiden, who from the curse has redeemed us, having been granted the longed-for experience of the advent of God, the Christ-pleasing people, tearfully praised to see the regeneration, the life-giving baptism, O pure and holy Virgin. Grant us the favor to venerate that glory.
Megalin omsi himut dindimio teran, και εν δοξωτέραν των άνω στρατευμάτων. I see here a strange and paradoxical mystery. For behold, the grotto is heaven, the cherubic throne is the Virgin, the manger a grand space, in which Christ our God, the uncontainable, reclined and as a babe was contained, whom in extolling do we magnify.
O my soul, magnify the ever-Virgin Maiden, who from the curse has redeemed us. Easier for us is from fear to love silence, free of any peril as it is, O Virgin. Whereas to weave stirring hymns out of longing, in earnest is difficult. Therefore, O Mother, give us strength to match our volition, we pray you.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Eleison.
Commemorating our all-holy, pure,
most
blessed,
holy,
and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For all the powers of heaven praise you, and to you they send up glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. Our Savior from on high, the Orient from the East, visited us who in the dark and shadow hitherto had lain. Now we have found the truth indeed, and this is so. because from the Virgin the Lord is born.
Epes capsato imas, ex ipsus solo sotirimon, anatolina natolo. Skia, erobendin almithian, gegard ectis parthenu, ectectio kyrio.
O our Savior from on high, the Orient from the East, visited us who in the dark and shadow hither to had lain. Now we have found the truth indeed, and this is so because from the Virgin the Lord is born. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the highest. It is fitting to sing a hymn to you, O God.
Praise Him, O you His angels. Praise Him, O you, His host. It is fitting to sing a hymn to you, O God.
Εν είδε αυτόν επί της θεραστίας αυτού, εν είδε αυτόν κατά το πλήθος της μεγαλοσύνης αυτού. Your righteous be glad in heart, and the heavens be exultant. Leap for joy, O mountains, at the birth of the Messiah. Resembling the cherubim, the Virgin Maiden is seated and holds in her embraces God, the Logos incarnate. The shepherds glorify the newborn babe. Magi bring the Master their precious gifts. Angels are singing hymns of praise and say, O Lord, incomprehensible glory to you.
Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the harp and lyre. The Father was well pleased to Logos became flesh, and the Virgin gave birth to God who became man. A star reveals Him. Magi bow in worship. Shepherds marvel, and creation rejoices.
Praise Him with timbrel and dance. Praise Him with strings and flute. O Virgin Theotokos, who gave birth to the Savior, you reversed the curse to which Eve was once subject. If you had become the mother of the Father's good pleasure, and you hold in your embraces God, the Logos incarnate, the mystery admits no inquiry. We all glorify it by faith alone. And with you we cry aloud and say, O Lord, incomprehensible glory to you.
Praise Him with resounding cymbals. Praise Him with triumphant cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Come, let us extol and praise the Savior's mother, who remained a virgin even after childbirth. Animate city of your King and God, rejoice, for Christ, having dwelt in you, has wrought our salvation. Together with Gabriel we sing your praise. Together with the shepherds we glorify you, crying out, Theotokos, intercede with the Lord who is incarnate from you to save us.
Ne doxa patri keio ke agio pnevmati. When the time came for your advent on the earth, the first census of the Roman world was conducted. When it was that you began to record the names of those who would believe in your birth, such a decree was published by Caesar, because the timelessness of your eternal kingdom was revealed anew. And now we, in our turn, above and beyond a monetary tax, bring to you the wealth of Orthodox theology, O God and Savior of our souls.
Both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Today in Bethlehem, Christ is born of the Virgin. Today the unoriginate begins, and the Word becomes flesh. The host of heaven are rejoicing, and the earth and humanity are merry. The Magi bring their gifts, the shepherds proclaim the marvel, and we unceasingly cry aloud, glory to God in the highest and on earth. Peace, goodwill toward men.
Good morning to all of you. Christ is born. Glorify him. Merry Christmas and God's love and grace and blessings. Please let us sing a joyful noise to the Lord in doxology. On page one in your green books, you're welcome to sing along with us. Page one in your green books.
Glory unto God who gives us light. Glory in the highest to God. And upon earth may peace reign among men of goodwill.
We praise you, we bless you, and we worship you and glorify you, and offer thanks to you for the greatness of your glory.
O Lord and King, our heavenly God, Father Almighty, Lord begotten Son, Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, Lord God and the Lamb of God, the Father's Son, who did take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Who did take away the sins of the world, Lord, accept our prayer. You who sit at the Father's right hand, and have mercy on us. Only you are holy, only you are Lord. Jesus Christ, the glory of the Father. Amen. Every day will I bless you, and all praise to your name will I render. Praise unto your name for now and evermore. On this day we ask, O Lord, that you will keep us without sin
that you will keep us on this day without sin. O blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers evermore. We praise you, and we glorify your holy name forever and evermore. May your mercy, Lord, your mercy rest upon us as we have placed our trust in you. O blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes, teach me, O Lord. Ευλογητός η Κυρία, διδαξών με τα δικαιώματά σου. O blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes, teach me, O Lord. Lord, our refuge from each generation to generation, I said, Lord, have mercy upon me, and my soul do heal. I have sinned against you. Unto you, O Lord, have I come. Teach me your will. Teach your will unto me, Lord, for you are my God. With you is the fountain of life, and from your light we shall see light. Extend, O Lord, your mercy unto those who know you. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Αγίος ο Θεός, Αγίος Ισχυρός, Αγίος Αθάνατος, ελέησον ημάς. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
now and forevermore. Amen.
Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God,
Holy Mighty,
Holy Immortal,
have mercy on us.
Unitivity, O Christ our God, has caused the light of knowledge to rise upon the world, for therein the worship of stars were by a star instructed to worship you, the Son of Righteousness, and to know you as Orient from on high. Glory to you, O Lord. Ien Isisu Christe o Theosimon, anetile to cosmo to phos to tis noseos. Εν αυτοί γαρίτης θάστρης λατρεύοντες, υπό αστέρος εδιδάσκοντο, σε προσκυνήν των ήλιων της δικαιοσύνης, και σε γινώσκην εξ ύψους ανατολήν, Κύριε δόξα σοι.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, always, now, and ever, unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For Archbishop Isaiah, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate, and the Service of Christ, and for all the clergy and laity, and for all pious Orthodox Christians, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For the President of our country, for all civil authority, for our armed forces on land, at sea, and in the air, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For this city, for every city and land, and for the faithful who dwell in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Hospiti pomilui.
For favorable weather and an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the
Lord. Hospiti pomilui.
For travelers by sea, land, and air, the sick, the suffering, the captives, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Hospiti pomilui.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Yara burham.
Help us, save us, and mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Yara burham.
Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and the Ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commit ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For to you belong all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, always telling of your wonders.
By the prayers of the Theotokos, Savior, save us.
In the company of the upright and in the congregation.
Des presbiestis Theotokos, soter sosonimas.
The works of the Lord are great, adapted to all his purposes.
By the prayers of the Theotokos, Savior, save us.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos,
most holy Theotokos, save us.
Let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For yours is the dominion, and yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Blessed is he who fears the Lord. He will delight greatly in his commandments.
Save us, O Son of God, who were born of the Virgin. We sing to you, Alleluia.
His seed shall be mighty in the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed.
Sosonimasi Theou ek Parthenou tekthis, psalondasi Alleluia.
Glory and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever and ever. To the upright light has sprung up in darkness.
Save us, O Son of God, who were born of the Virgin. We sing to you, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Only begotten Son and Word of God, immortal One, who for our salvation did so humble yourself by taking on flesh, taking flesh by the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, without change did you become man, and were crucified, Christ our God, but conquered death by your death, as one of the Holy Trinity, and being glorified together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, save us.
Etiquette interini tu Kyrie de Ithaman.
Kyrie eleison.
Andalevus, os analeisam, gide philox animas o theos, tisi hariti.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints. Let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For you are a good God who loves mankind, and to you we send up glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
The Lord said to my Lord, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
Ien is Jesu Christe o Theos imon, aneti leto kosmo to fos totis noseos, en afti garitis astris latrevondes, ipo astero edidaskondo, σε προσκυνήν των ηλίων της δικαιοσύνης και σε γινώσκην εξ ύψους ανατολήν, Κύριε δόξα Σύ.
The Lord shall send out a rod of power for you out of Zion, rule in the midst of your enemies.
Your nativity, O Christ our God, has caused the light of knowledge to rise upon the world. For therein the worshippers of the stars were by a star instructed to worship you, the Son of Righteousness, and to know you as the Orient from on high. Glory to you, O Lord.
With you is dominion in the day of your power, in the splendor of your saints.
Ien is Jesu Christe o Theos imon, aneti leto kosmo to fos totis noseos, en afti garitis astris latrevondes, ipo astero Αστέρος εδιδάσκοντο σε προσκυνήν των ηλίων της δικαιοσύνης και σε γινώσκην εξ ύψους ανατολήν, Κύριε δόξα Σύ.
Σοφία ορθή.
Before the morning star from the womb I have begotten you. The Lord has sworn and I and will not repent. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Save us, O Son of God, who was born of the Virgin. We sing to you, Alleluia. Your nativity, O Christ our God, has caused the light of knowledge to rise upon the world. For therein the worshippers of the stars were by a star instructed to worship you, the Son of Righteousness, and come to know you as the Orient from on high. Glory to you, O Lord.
Read in English.
Today the Virgin gives birth to the one who surpasses all essences, and the earth offers a cave to God, the inaccessible one. Angels will sing glory together with shepherds, for to us is born a child, God, all eternally.
Υπαρθένος ημερών, τον υπερουσιον δείκτη, και η γη το σπήλαιον, το ασπροσίτο προσάγει, άγγελοι μεταποιμένων, δοξολογούσι, μάγοι δε, μετά αστέρος οδηπορούσι, δημάσκαρε γεννήθη, παιδίον αιών, ο προαιώνων Θεό.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
God, and to you we send our glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. Those who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ forevermore. Alleluia. Osis Christon evaptisthite. Christon enedisas te. Alleluia. Those who have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ forevermore. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Have put on Christ forevermore. Alleluia.
Dinamis
with greater strength. Those who have been baptized in Christ have put on Christ forevermore. Alleluia.
Amen. You have shined within our hearts, Master, who loves mankind, the pure light of divine knowledge, and have opened the eyes of our minds that we may understand your gospel teachings. Instill in us also fear of your blessed commandments, so that having trampled down all cardinal desires, we may enter into a spiritual life, thinking and doing all things well pleasing to you. For you, Christ God, are the illumination of our souls and our bodies, and to you we send up glory, together with your beginningless Father, your all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages. Amen. Let us be attentive.
Let all the earth worship you and sing to you. Shout with joy to God, all the earth.
Wisdom.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians.
Let us listen attentively.
Brothers and sisters, when the time had fully come, God sent forth a son born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir of God through Christ.
And with your spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom arise, so that we may hear the holy gospel. Peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The reading of the holy gospel is according to Saint Matthew. Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the day of Herod, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. And assembling all of the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophets, You, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who will govern all my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." When they heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly in great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasuries, they offered gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Christ is born.
Glorified.
Last weekend, I was giving a child sermon over here, and I asked the kids who Jesus was. And at first, I was just thinking that would be a little neat way to introduce, you know, what I was going to talk to the children about. But I started to think about it more and more and more. And for the kids, there was probably 10 or 12 kids here. They probably offered five or so things. And what I was driving for was to get them to say Jesus was God. But as each kid had an answer, something, you know, none of them were wrong. One said the Savior. One said, you know, a baby. One said God. And I was thinking, none of that's wrong. And it made me think a little bit. And just in the Nativity, we have the Magi, or the wise men, who say that Jesus is a king. He's a ruler to rule over the Jews. We have Mary, who, you know, is conceived by the Holy Spirit. So for her, it's, you know, a baby, but there's also this other mystery. For Joseph, he's, you know, now going to be a stepson. And another person that he's going to have to take care of in his life. For James, his brother, you know, can you imagine, you know, the stepbrother of God, and, you know, finding out that first your dad's going to get married after he had, you know, lost his wife, and then after that there's going to be another baby, right? To Herod and his son, he's a threat to the throne. And all of these things are true. And it made me think about the icon. And on the icon here says, Oum, I am. That's what that means, is I am. And Christ is anything that you want to put after that statement for you. Whatever you need him to be, he is. He is God. And he's able to be whatever we need. He's a comforter. He is our Savior. He's our Redeemer. All of these things are true, because if you say I am and you put anything after it, that's what Jesus is. Now, what this means, this God, this person, he came for us as a baby, an innocent little baby. The other day I was talking to Kayla, my daughter. She was given an assignment in school. She was asked that if Christ were to come today, what parables would he use? What stories would he tell? What would he teach? And that sparked up a conversation between her and I about what his message was. So God decided to become man as a baby. He had to have had a message for us, right? God doesn't just do this for no reason. What is this message? And that's what she and I talked about. And he didn't come to abolish the law, right? He says us plainly that what is written in the law will not change. It is the law. Which means, okay, if he didn't come to abolish the law, that means he came to add something to it. Well, he gives us two new commandments. One says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and everything that you are. And then to love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, so we have the law, and then we have these two new commandments. Basically, what Jesus did is he came to add love to the law. Not just some, you know, non-reason for coming, but to add love to the law. See, before Christ, we had everything had to be fair. The rules were to make everything fair and level. Christ comes and says, that's not quite good enough. You see, we need to add love to that. And if you think about a kid on a playground and his buddy, and there's one cookie left, and they're trying to be fair, they break that cookie right in half, try to get the best size that they can, but inevitably one of the kids is going to have a bigger piece. And they're going to kind of like manipulate so they can get that bigger piece. But ultimately, we're trying to teach them fair. Now, if you have a dad that has a plate of cookies, and he's down to his last one, and his son comes and says, Dad, can I have a cookie? Dad doesn't, let me break this and make it fair. Dad says, sure, have the cookie. That's adding love to the law. Before, it was everything was fair. Now it's out of love, that kind of love, that respect and love for the little one that you say, okay, here, just have the cookie. He came to give us that message. On this day of the Nativity, I just ask that as we leave here, we might just go the rest of this week trying to see other people with that love, the love that he came to tell us about, the love that he came with, leaving his dwelling place on high and becoming man and entering creation, the love he came with, that we can just spend this week trying to share that love with each other. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom, that always being protected by your dominion, we may send up glory to you, to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. Trinity. Trinity. The thrice holy hymn we sing, the thrice holy hymn. Let us lay aside all the cares of this life. Let us lay aside the cares of this life. The cares of this life. Merimnon, pasan merimnon. Let us lay aside all the cares of this life. Let us lay the cares of this life, the cares of this life, of this life, that we may receive the King. Receive the King of all, the King of all. Oston Vasilea, ton olon hypodexo. That we may receive the King of all, the King of all.
Oston Vasileia, aton olon, hypodexomen eni.
May the Lord our God.
May the Lord and our God
remember all of you.
Remember all of you
in his kingdom.
In his kingdom.
Always.
Always.
Now and ever.
Now and forever.
And to the ages of ages.
And to the ages of ages.
Pandonimon.
Pandonimon.
Mystikirios,
ο Θεός,
πάντοτε νυν και αΐ,
εν τη βασιλεία αυτού,
πάντοτε
νυν και αΐ,
και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων,
και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Amen.
Lord God, remember me, holy priest.
priesthood.
My angelic host invisibly escorted by angelic host escorted by angelic host. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts here presented, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter it with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Gospodi por mi, Lord.
Help us, save us, and mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace. That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and without sin, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Forgiveness and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Those things which are good and beneficial to our souls and for peace in the whole world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us your Kyrie.
To complete the remaining time of our lives in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant us your Kyrie.
Christian end to our lives, painless, unashamed, peaceful, and a good defense before the fearsome judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Commemorating our all holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you,
through the compassion of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your all holy, good, and life creating Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Irini Pasi, Mirsim, peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us love one another, that with one mind we may confess Christ is in our midst.
He is and always shall be. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, one in essence and inseparable.
The doors in wisdom, let us be attentive.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, through whom all things were made, who for us and for our salvation came down from the heavens, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, he suffered and was buried, rising on the third day according to the Scriptures. He ascended into the heavens. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead, his kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke through the prophets, in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. I expect the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Let us stand well. Let us stand in fear. Let us be attentive. The holy offerings being presented in peace.
An offering of peace.
a sacrifice of praise.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the God the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord.
It is proper and right. You
are surrounded by thousands of archangels, a myriad of angels by the cherubim, seraphim, six wing, many eyes, soaring aloft. Singing the victorious hymn, shouting out, proclaiming, and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord of angelic hosts, heaven, heaven and earth. Blessed is he who comes in the Lord's name, in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Lavate fayate. Receive, eat, this is my body which is broken for you for the remission of sins.
Amen.
Piete ex aptu pandes. Drink of this, all of you. This is the blood of my new covenant which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins.
Amen.
Your own of your own. We offer back to you in all and for all.
We praise, you. And we bless, you.
Pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary.
Magnify, O my soul, the one who is more honorable and more glorious than the heavenly powers. I behold a strange and paradoxical mystery. The cave is heaven, the Virgin a cherubic throne. The manger, a room in which Christ our God, who is boundless, was placed, whom we magnify in praise.
Megalinum sicimu, tintin mio teran, en doxo teran, ton anostra tevmaton. Mysterium celo, oroque paradoxo, ora non tas pileon thronon, cherubicon dim amen, o anecclithi, o acoritos Christos, o Theos, o nanimundus, megalino, amen.
Among the first, remember, Lord, our Archbishop Isaiah, whom you have granted to serve your holy churches in peace. Keep him safe, honorable, and healthy with length of days, rightly teaching the word of your truth, and those whom each of us has in mind, and all your people everywhere.
And all your people.
And grant that with one mouth and one heart we may glorify and praise your all-honored and magnificent name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
And the mercies of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ will be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Having commemorated all the saints again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts offered and sanctified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our God, who loves mankind, has received them in his super heavenly noetic, at his holy sweet noetic altar as a sweet spiritual fragrance, may in return send down upon us the divine grace and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Having prayed for the unity of the faith and for the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
The forgiveness of transgression, for communion with your Holy Spirit, not before. For the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven, for confidence before you, not for judgment or condemnation. And make us worthy, Master, that with confidence, without fear of condemnation, we may dare call upon you, the heavenly God, as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Pater imon, o endis uranis, ai esito to onoma sou, el theto e vasilia sou, genitito to thelema sou, os en uronon ke epitigis, ton arton imon de nebiusion, dos emin simeron, ke aphes emin da flimita imon, os ke mis aphimis veletis imon, ke mis en egis masperis mon, aleris ni masapo to poniru.
Oče náš, ježi na nebesie, da sveti se ime Tvoje, da pride carstvije Tvoje, da bude volja Tvoja jako na nebesi na zemlji. Hleb naš nasušni daš nam dnes i ostavi nam dolgi naši, jako že i mi ostavljajem dužnikom našim i ne vedi nas svoje iskušenje, no izbavi nas od lukavog.
Is there anybody who can say the Lord's Prayer in Romanian?
Tatăl nostru care ești în ceruri, sfințească-se numele Tău, vie împărăția Ta, facă-se voia Ta, precum în cer, așa și pe pământ. Pâinea noastră, cea de toate zile, dă-ne nouă astăzi și ne iartă nouă greșelile noastre, precum și noi iertăm greșiților noștri. Și nu ne duce pre noi în ispită, ci ne izbăvește de cel rău.
Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Irini Pasi, Mirsim, peace be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us bow our heads unto the Lord.
To you.
grace and compassion and love for mankind of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your all holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
God, cleanse me of the sin and have mercy upon me. Let us be attentive to holy things for the holy people of God.
One is holy, one is Lord Jesus Christ, for the glory of God the Father. Amen.
I believe and confess, Lord, that you are truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the first. I also believe that this is truly your pure body, and that this is truly your precious blood. Therefore, I pray to you, have mercy upon me and forgive my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and deed, known and unknown, and make me worthy without condemnation to partake of your pure mysteries, for the forgiveness of sins and for life eternal. Amen. How shall I, who am unworthy, enter into the splendor of your saints? If I dare to enter into the bridal chamber, my clothing will accuse me, since it is not a wedding garment, and being bound up, I shall be cast out by the angels. In your love, Lord, cleanse my soul and save me. Loving Master, Lord Jesus Christ, my God, let not these holy gifts be to my condemnation because of my unworthiness, but for the cleansing and sanctification of soul and body, and the pledge of the future life and kingdom. It is good for me to cling to God and to place in him the hope of my salvation. Receive me today, Son of God, as I partake of your mystical supper. I will not reveal your mystery to your adversaries, nor will I give you a kiss as did Judas, but as a thief I confess to you, Lord, remember me in your kingdom. The Christmas communion hymn is on page 106 in your green books, page 106.
The Lord has sent redemption unto his people, unto his
Oh.
For those who have prepared to receive, whether you're baptized or chrismated, please come forward via the backside aisles like we would normally do on a weekend. And if you have not been baptized or chrismated as an Orthodox member of the church, please come forward and ask one of the clergymen for a blessing. With the fear of God, faith and love draw ye near. Metaphobo Theo, peace Dios que agapis proselfate.
Of your mystical supper, on this day, O Son of God, do receive me as I seek to partake, and unto your adversaries I will not reveal your mystery, Lord, nor betray you with a kiss as the dead do. Will I confess to you? Remember me, O Lord, when you enter into your kingdom. Remember me, O Master, when you enter into your kingdom. Remember me, O Holy One, when you enter into your kingdom. To the pnosu to mystico, the meroni ethaio, kinonon me para.
God save you.
your people and bless you with inheritance.
Ni the momento falls. Your nativity, O Christ our God, has caused the light of knowledge to rise up on the world. For therein the worshippers of the stars were by a star instructed to worship you, the Son of Righteousness, and to know you as a orient from on high. Glory to you, O Lord.
Be exalted, O Lord, into the heavens, and let your glory encompass the earth. Be exalted, O Lord, into the heavens, and your glory shall encompass the earth. Be exalted, O Lord, into the heavens, and your glory shall encompass the earth. Always, now, and ever, unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
Having partaken of the divine, holy, pure, immortal, heavenly, life-giving, and awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Having asked that the whole day be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life unto Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
Among mysteries, may God establish us in the garden of lives and make us to see through the prayers and supplications of the glorious Theotokos and ever virgin. And to you we send up glory, to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us depart in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, who sanctifies those who put their trust in you. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Preserve the fullness of your church. Sanctify those who love the beauty of your house. Glorify them in return by your divine power. And do not forsake us who hope in you. Grant peace to your world, to your churches, to your clergy, to our civil authorities, and to the armed forces, and to all your people. For every good giving and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. And to you we send up glory, thanksgiving, and worship. To the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, to the ages of ages.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time forth, and forever.
Ito onoma Kyriou Eloimenon, apotunin keheos tu eonos.
Name of the Lord be blessed forever, from this time forth, forever and forever.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Father, bless us. Amen.
Glory to you, O God, glory to you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Kyrieleison, Kyrieleison, Kyrieleison. Holy Father, give the blessing.
May he who was born in the cave and laying in the manger, Christ, Richard God, through the intercession of his all-pure, all-blameless mother, by the power of the precious and life-giving cross, through the protection of the honorable heavenly body of this power, through the supplication of the
unto the one who blesses us and sanctifies us with God's grace, Lord, keep him in your care many years unto him.
Amen.
The mercy and blessings of the Holy Trinity be with each and every one of you on this Nativity of our Lord. We're going to pass a tray today, so please, as you're able to, help support the ministries here at St. Catherine's. And then from the head, some announcements. Please.
Thank you, Father Jimmy, for leading this beautiful liturgy on this, the Nativity of our Lord and Savior. We had, of course, a service last evening at 6 p.m., so the majority of the parishioners were there. It's great to see so many of you here, and we see some visitors who are with us as well today, and some family members. God's love and grace and blessings be with you. Welcome to all of you, and hopefully you have a beautiful and a blessed celebration of the Nativity of our loving God and Savior Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to you all. In the bulletin that hopefully you received at the back of the church, there is a listing of many people who are listed, who have fallen asleep in the Lord, and we commemorated them in the preparation, the oblation, the protheses yesterday and today, and so may their memories be eternal. We do have two services this week, tomorrow, on the Feast of the Synaxis, or the Gathering of the Virgin Mary, the Theotokos, Orthros at 8:15 and Liturgy at 9. And then on Saturday is a Feast of St. Stephen, the first, the deacon and first martyr. And we will have, again, Divine Liturgy, so Orthros at 8:15, Liturgy at 9. We will have our regular services on Sunday. Please read through the announcements, as well as we have greetings from Archbishop Demetrius of America, as well as His Eminence Metropolitan Isaiah, in our bulletin. God's love and grace and blessings be with you. Christ is born. Christos enate. Doxasate. God, and in different languages, how do you say it in Christos? How do you say it in Serbian? Christos verode. And voistina verode. Romanian? I don't. Do we know? Well, how about English? Christ is born. Merry Christmas, and God's love and blessings be with you all.
Simon, anetilendo kosmo to fostos disnoseos, en afti garetis astris latrevondes, ipo astero edidaskondo, se proskinindon ilion disdikeos inis, ke se ginoskin ex ipsus anatolin, Kyrie doxa si. Your nativity, O Christ our God, did shine upon the world, and through the light of wisdom illuminated the universe, and to those who held the stars in worship did through a star learn to worship you,
worship you, the Son of Righteousness, and came to know you as the light from on high. Glory to you, O Lord.
Ienesisu Christeo Theo Simon, aneti letokos.
If anybody, you did make, we ready to make some coffee, so there's a little coffee in the hall.
Ienesisu Christeo Theo Simon, anetileto kosmo to fosto tis noseos, en aftigaritis ahastris to levondes, ipo asteros edidas kondo, se proskinin ton iliontis dikeosinis, Keseino, ski ex ipsus anatolin, Kyrie, doxasi.
Magnify, O my soul, the one who is more honorable and more glorious than the heavenly powers. I behold a strange and marvelous mystery. The cave is heaven, the virgin a cherubic throne, the manger a room in which Christ our God, who is boundless, was placed, whom we magnify in praise. Megalin omsihi mut dindimi oteran, en oxoteran zanokratsevnekraton, mysterion xenon, oroke paradoxon, uranondos pileon thronon, ieruvikon din barthenon, kefadi chorion, en o alifti o choristos Christos o Theos, on animnundes megalinome,